Lisa and Pete on the Rush Hour.
Ah, they're like family.
Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow and Tipper Funerals.
For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Tom Godfrey from choice.com.au joins us now to tell us more about this. Woolies have scrapped expiry dates on gift cards. Hello, Tom.
G'day. Great to be with you.
What's going on, mate? I've always thought to myself that expiry dates on a gift card kind of seems redundant anyway, because essentially a gift card is money.
Yeah, that's right. You're essentially putting terms and conditions on cash. But look, well done, Woolies, and let's hope that the other retailers out there follow suit, because gift cards can be incredibly poor value. When you pick one up, that impulse purchase at the checkout, effectively what you've done to yourself and your loved one is wrap them up in terms and conditions, expiry dates, and the odd activation fee, which I think is a pretty crummy present to give someone. So, look, well done, Woolies, on getting rid of that expiry date, and let's hope that the other big retailers out there look at it and think, hey, actually, we better start competing and we'll get rid of those dodgy expiry dates as well.
Well, Tom, whoever was the genius that came up with the idea, really, it was a gift for the store, wasn't it? I've never thought about it too much because usually when I get a gift card, I've spent it by the end of the day. But that's me. It's just kind of rude in a way to put an expiry date on cash when what the person buying it has done you a favour by guaranteeing that this is going to be sold in your store, spent in your store, and the thanks that you get is all the things you just listed, activation costs, an expiry date. Well, they'll say, no, your money means nothing now.
Yeah, and you also take on the risk of the retailer, as we saw with Dick Smith when it went under.
Yes.
You become an unsecured creditor and you're basically at the end of the queue. So, look, great news that Woolies has done this. And just remember that when you're going out there and you're buying these gift cards, effectively you are buying into one of the biggest rorts going around. Effectively what they're doing is selling you a piece of plastic and the right to comply with lots of terms and conditions. So if you're not going to stop and read the terms and conditions, you might just want to keep your cash in your pocket, I would have thought.
It's funny, like I received a gift card once. This blew my mind. And this activation fee, I never actually knew that it was the case, right? So this gift card was for $100 and I went to JB Hi-Fi and I bought something that was worth $100 and they said, actually, sorry, we can't put that through because there's only $95.05 on the card because there's a $4.95 activation fee with it. So I couldn't buy it
But you couldn't sort of make up the rest in cash yourself.
So no, like, well, I made up the rest.
Gift card and all.
Well, I did that, but you know what I mean? Like, card was valued at $100. Just quickly, I've always been fascinated to know, how do they get around the fact that terms and conditions, regardless, isn't there something in consumer law or something along those lines that says, no, look, sorry, this is cash and cash can't have an expiry date on it?
Mm. Well, no, you've purchased a product and that product is the terms and conditions. They can't make, under consumer law, they can't make false or misleading claims, and give you a bum steer. But this is essentially now contracts law. So when you're handing over your cash, you're turning it into a piece of plastic and a whole series of terms and conditions. Mm. So, marketing triumph. In fact, we're spending more than $2 billion a year on these things. And a lot of them are going left unredeemed. So good on you, Woolies. Let's hope the other retailers follow suit.
Unreal.
All right. Put $50 in a card like my granny used to.
Thanks, Tom.
See you, Tom.
No worries, guys.
See you, mate. Tom Godfrey there. Choice.com.au if you want more information.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
As we now catch up with Channel 7's and our Dead Set Legends on a Saturday mornings is Adrian Barrich. Hello, mate.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Lisa.
Hello,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Thought about you last night at Robbie Williams. He was so good. You guys loved him.
He's such a cutie patootie.
He's sensational. Yeah. Mm.
Very good show.
Hey, speaking of a good show, that's what we're waiting for from the West Coast Eagles, especially with this man right in the centre, Nick Natanui. When will he be back to play?
You're waiting for the big show. The big show is back. He's back this Saturday. He's only going to play for East Perth, probably for 15 minutes, but he's excited. I just noticed on his Twitter account, he's just tweeted, "I'm black." And the reason he said that, and he's included...
There's a rant there. I saw this.
There's a story there. It's okay. Don't panic. The reason he says that is he's marked it to Chris Judd because last week Judd, trying to help out Nick Nat, had said that he should be black. And what he meant was he should be back.
And Nick
has made a joke about it.
Oh, gosh.
They can relax. Erica, the boss, can relax as well now.
That's good.
There's no dramas. And
hey,
oh, him and... And so that, so you know what's happened? It's a combination of factors. Chris Judd weighed in with his support. Greg Inglis is in town, the rugby league superstar.
Yeah.
And he's coming back from a knee reconstruction on Saturday in the game at Optus Stadium. So he'll be playing his first game back after 12 months.
Yep.
And the Eagles lost Nathan Vardy, one of their ruckmen, to injury. So Nick's been ready for weeks. They're just being so precautious. And it's 19 months since he did his knee, right?
Yeah.
So, and mm-hmm. normally you come back between 9 and 12 months. So he's had a full-term pregnancy, basically, since, if you know what I mean. He's been
Jeez, you are on something this afternoon.
Because no, so people can relate to that, you know what I mean?
How long
had extra time in. So he's ready, mate, and he's so excited, and he can't wait to get out there. And let's hope for him, because he's such a ripper guy and does such great community work and such a great fella. Let's hope he gets through, and he's off and running.
So cigars out for Nick Natanui. Now, Dave Warner.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. What's been going on with Quinton? I don't even like to say it.
I know. Well, you know what's happened there with Quinton and his surname? Obviously, he's had a lot of abuse over the journey. There's no doubt about it.
Isn't this what I said to you
before? Is this what you said to me, Lise?
I said Dave Warner shouldn't have said anything to him other than, mate, look at your name. You've suffered enough.
Yeah.
Mate, it's like a free kick, isn't it? No, yeah. Don't give me an easy one there. But for anyone to attack somebody's wife, and particularly Candice, who we all know well, West Australian girl.
Yeah. Not all.
Long time, good iron woman.
Yeah.
And whatever your past is, it doesn't matter. There's no way that she should be mentioned. And she's a mother now, ever got a beautiful family. And Quinton, he definitely crossed the line. And
yeah, there's cricket sledging, and then there's just being a surname.
Just quickly, why is it that Quinton forfeited 25% of his match fee, but Warner had to forfeit 75%.
Well, because Warner actually made the aggressive move towards...
Yeah.
He sort of went... If he hadn't have been held back by his teammates, he would have clocked him in the stairwell. So that is just not cricket. And because it was on video, I don't know who leaked that video, but I've got a few ideas. And that really made Warner look bad. So they hit him the hardest. And I think he's learned his lesson. The way it works in cricket, and Gilly will tell you, is they don't so much sledge you as that when they're in slips and you're batting, they just say things about you behind your back and about your partners and whatever, and they try to get your mind off the job so you get distracted and you get out. So he's been putting up with that, and there's no doubt there is a line in cricket, and you know, you can say that the Australian team are thugs and that they're not good role models, and that's true, and we shouldn't do it. And some people love it, but it shouldn't happen. And that certainly crossed the line.
Yeah.
And it should never happen again.
Because that's really, it's incitement. I mean, when you're putting a man in a position where he feels he's going to defend his wife's honour, that is really crossing a line.
I know.
Yeah.
And then how's the role model for kids? We're talking about sport here. You know what I mean? Like, this is
bad.
About sportsmanship and all the rest of it?
Yeah.
So the second test starts on Friday.
All right.
So tomorrow. So that's going to be pretty interesting, because they'll basically cross swords again. So let's hope that everybody keeps
themselves nice. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Barra.
Thank you, guys.
And, thanks, Barra.
The great Nick Nat, Saturday afternoon, East Fremantle Oval. He's back playing for East Perth. Fantastic. Yes.
And the great Barra back on 7 News tonight, and, of course, across the Dead Set Legends on Saturday
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Barra.
Thank you, mate.
See you, guys.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Safe to say, could this be the death of Facebook? Well, users are frustrated in spending less time on the social network, and there are reasons because of Facebook's latest changes, which we're even hearing have caused some small businesses even to go under. For more on this, we're joined by our tech expert from EFTM.com, Trevor Long. Good to have you all the way from New York, mate.
Hi, Trev.
Good morning, my time. We are talking about a small economy here in Facebook. You've got to remember, this is like a small country.
It is.
In fact, a big country.
Well,
2.2 billion.
And they make a little change, and it has a lot of effect on a lot of people. And you know what? I think a lot of people are just sick of it.
Now, let's go back to the beginning of these changes and just inform us, what exactly is it that Facebook has changed that has started causing the problems?
So they're essentially deprioritizing anything that's not real people. Back when Facebook was first around, it was about me saying, oh, I've had a great day, or, you know, lunch is amazing. And it wasn't really the first place you said, this is what I'm having for lunch, and here's what I'm doing. And, you know, you started to be able to take photos with your phone and put them on Facebook and share them with people. It's weird to think about, but when Facebook first started, it was all about text. You can put photos up now. It's all about photos. So you and I and me and my family and my family and my friends, we would post about each what we're doing, and we'd read about each other, and you'd keep in touch with your friends. But then businesses started saying, well, you know, I might put some stuff up there. And so Facebook made a way for businesses to be on Facebook but not pretend to be a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And they've essentially now gone, hang on a minute, there's too much of that. There's too much noise. There's too much of, you know, the New York Times or the Telegraph or whatever it is, and there's not enough of, you know, Trev's kids and his nieces and
nephews.
And
cats doing things, yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's kind of good for people who, you know, do want to see more of their friends and family. But for people that had become akin to, you know, understanding this was how they got their information because of what their friends were sharing as news, well, it's changed everything. And it's a huge change for people to suddenly come across, you know, more cat pictures than news stories. And Facebook thinks it's the right thing to do. But they get to make that decision because they run the joint.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate here, because, you know, like I run a couple of Facebook pages myself, and we noticed that once these changes came in, we lost about 2/3 of our reach and audience that we were picking up every week, and it was pretty damaging to us. But it kind of, you know, our next sort of step from there to kind of arrest that was to start advertising, and it sort of made me feel like, okay, Facebook, are you kind of doing this to make us as businesses on this social network start advertising you and start paying you money instead?
Oh, I think there's a big part of that, and a lot of businesses have never pressed that boost button, and those that have find out that it's $10 or $20 and it can't hurt. And when you sit down and you, I reckon I probably spent a couple of $1,000s last year on Facebook boosting posts, which is essentially advertising your post. And here's this is amazing, right? We're spending money. Businesses are spending money. Some businesses are spending millions because it's a genuine media platform. They're spending money to reach their fans, their audience. So people have already said, yes, I like you. I want to know about you. But because Facebook isn't directly sending things out to those people, you're paying to get that message out. It's a fantastically smart way of getting money out of business, but not all businesses have the money for that. And that's the new economy that exists is, you know, how much are you prepared to pay to get your information out?
Right.
One more thing, mate. How do you get around these changes, if there is any way to get around them at all?
Oh, I don't think there's an obvious way, because if you go back to the old, you know, I'm going to create a new Facebook account called My Business, and my first name is My, and my last name is Business, and you know, my profile photo is me.
Yeah.
It's not going to work in the long run. Facebook will crack down on it. You know, it's not perfect. It's not ideal. And there's plenty of reasons why it doesn't work, because you can only have like a certain number of friends. So once your business gets so big, it's restricted anyway. So unfortunately, businesses probably need, as annoying as it is, you need to embrace the idea of spending that little bit of money to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it is powerful. You know, that little bit of money can actually get you extremely great reach, and you just need to decide how important that message is on that given day.
Mate, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks,
and
Trevor.
Opening this up a little bit.
A pleasure as always.
School run. Early run home? The Rush Hour is here to make it better. And you can help your family when they need it most with a prepaid funeral from Purslow and Chipper Funerals.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.